The legislature authorized $1 billion in bonds, and shovels may start moving on three projects in 2018 instead of 2020 if they're approved soon by the Utah Transportation Commission.
So one is on Lehigh Main Street to SR-92. We call it the Technology Corridor. And that'll be the last project on that whole I-15 Utah County piece that we worked on for years now.
I-15 from 126 to SR-201, and I-15 from Hillfield Road to I-84. UDOT Executive Director Carlos Brocera says there's a robust public and meeting and commenting process.
We're using the public's dollars. And it's really important to us that we hear from the public, they get involved. So really, the public has an opportunity to get involved in the long-range plan, so even picking which projects are on the 30-year long-range plan. Then we look for the public to help us figure out what those projects look like in the environmental phase. And then we look right now through the public process, you know, give the commission input on, are we picking the right projects to go to construction right now?
Also on their long-range list, building the West Davis Highway and Bangor Highway interchanges.
We've got four really under construction right now. They really are a good bang for the buck. So converting those intersections where people have traffic signals to interchanges where Bangor Highway is not stopped at all.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.